A. Spot dictation. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear a passage and read the same passage with blanks in it. Fill in each of the blanks with the word or words you have heard on the tape. Write your answer or spot in your answer booklet. Remember, you will hear the passage only once. Now let us begin part A with spot dictation.
Traveling by air is one of the major conveniences of modern times. So, last summer, when we planned a holiday abroad, we decided to take advantage of such a modern, convenient means of transportation. We began preparations for our trip early by calling the airline and making a reservation. A few days later, we received our tickets, telling us our flight number and the times of departure from our city and arrival at our destination. We were advised to arrive at the airline terminal an hour before takeoff in order to check in for our flight, receive our seat assignments, and check our baggage. It is important not to be late, or you might miss the flight. On the day of the flight, we went to the ticket counter where we were directed to the waiting area of the gate from which the airplane would depart. As we entered this area, we were checked through security system. While we were waiting, I noticed how busy everyone was. The mechanics were checking the plane for last-minute repairs, and a large truck was fueling the plane with gasoline to make it ready for takeoff. When our flight was called, we boarded the airplane. We were pleasantly greeted by the flight attendants and offered newspapers and magazines, drinks and food. The weather was good, and there was no air turbulence to cause us worry or discomfort. Although our flight was trouble-free, during the holidays, air travel becomes more hectic. Often, airlines sell too many tickets for a flight and are then overbooked. Some unlucky passengers will be bumped and asked to reschedule on a later flight. Bad weather might also cause a later takeoff, and this delay often results in missed connections at the next stop. One of the most annoying aspects of air travel at holiday season is the possibility of losing your luggage. I always try to carry with me enough clothing for several days. On the whole, however, traveling by air is worth the expense. It is fast, safe, and usually reliable.
Listening comprehension. 1. Statements. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short statements. These statements will be spoken only once, and you will not find them written on the paper, so you must listen carefully. When you hear a statement, read the answer choices and decide which one is closest in meaning to the statement you have heard. Then, write the letter of the answer you have chosen in the corresponding space in your answer booklet.
Question number 1. The chairman was supposed to turn up half an hour ago to preside over the board meeting. Maybe someone should give him a ring.
Question number 2. After considering and interviewing a dozen or so shortlisted candidates, I selected Mr. Johnson to assume the position of accounting manager for our downtown branch. Question number 3. Please don't get annoyed over what I said now. I'm just anxious for the delay. In no way do I blame you for what happened. You have tried your best.
Question number 4. I didn't want to discourage Charlie from doing his research project, but as far as I know, his approaches are the same as those by our rival companies. Question number 5. Thanks to the testimony of health food experts and a number of doctors, the sales of vitamin E have doubled in the past 5 years. Question number 6. Your visa expires in September, but don't worry. You are eligible to get a 3-month extension if you apply for it 3 weeks earlier.
Question number 7. Come on! Let's read this article. It says that the scientists have been trying unsuccessfully for 2 centuries to develop an effective cure for the common flu. Isn't that amazing?
Question number 8. To be qualified for an on-campus apartment, you must be a graduate student at this university, and you must have a total income of less than $1,700 per month. Question number 9. In cities all over the United States, workers spend several hours a day in cars crawling along in traffic to get to offices many miles from home. They experience stress, waste of time, and parking. question number 10. As is stipulated in our contract, the microwave ovens must be delivered within 14 days after it has been signed by both parties.
Two, talks and conversations. Directions. In this part of the test, you'll hear several short talks and conversations. After each of these, you will hear a few questions. Listen carefully, because you will hear the talk or conversation and questions only once. When you hear a question, read the four answer choices and choose the best answer to that question. Then, write the letter of the answer you have chosen in the corresponding space in your answer booklet.
Questions 11 to 14 are based on the following conversation.
Have another cup of tea before you go, Betty.
I should be off, really. I want to catch the 10 o'clock bus into town, and it's nearly a quarter to already.
You may as well have another cup and catch the 10:30. You'd have to run to catch the 10 o'clock now, and you might miss it even then.
All right, then. Thank you. And can I have another of those chocolate biscuits?
Of course you can. Here you are.
Did you read about that awful business at the new comprehensive school last week?
Yes, I did. A boy assaulted a teacher with a knife. Whatever next? You never know.
He ought to be given a good beating. I think they're too soft on children these days. The children can do whatever they like in the classroom and at school, and the teachers can't do anything to punish them and to make them behave themselves.
Yeah, I don't know why they abolished corporal punishment. Things like that didn't happen when we were at school, because the teachers could keep these hooligans under strict control by using a cane. The newspaper editorial says that corporal punishment should be reintroduced. It says that it saves time and is more effective.
That's true. I think the education commissioner should consider the alternative. Ah, well, I must go now. Oh, dear. Is your clock right? It can't be 10:20 already.
I'm afraid it is. You've missed the 10:32 now. You may as well stay here for a chat and go into town after lunch.
Yes, I might as well. But Mrs. Brown, the landlady, is expecting me. I really ought to ring her and tell her that I won't be turning up. Could I use your phone, Jack?
Certainly.
Question number 11. As the conversation began, what was the woman going to do? Question number 12. According to the man, what happened at the new comprehensive school the previous week? Question number 13. What does the newspaper editorial say about corporal punishment? Question number 14. Why does the woman want to make a phone call?
Questions 15 to 18 are based on the following talk.
In Britain, very few British girls go into domestic service. They prefer jobs in industry and the trades because the wages are higher and there is more freedom. So the very few people who can afford living in servants often employ foreigners who have come to Britain in search of jobs. Many middle-income group families employ dailies, and dailies are those people who come in during the week to do the cleaning and other house chores for a fixed couple of hours, and in turn, they receive an hourly or weekly payment. Many of these families may also have au pair girls from a foreign country. Officially, an au pair girl is supposed to live as one of the family, receiving her keep, entertainment, and pocket money. In return, an au pair girl should help with the housework and care of any children. Hours and money are usually decided between the au pair girl and her employer. Au pair girls are actually supposed to put in about 5 hours a day, including babysitting, and must have at least one day off each week as time to attend English classes, which is, after all, their main reason for being in Britain.
Question number 15. According to the talk, what job does a British girl least likely to go into? Question number 16. What are the dailies employed by British families? Question number 17. Which of the following is not true about the au pair girl in her employer's family? Question number 18. What is the main reason for an au pair girl to choose to live in a British family? Questions 19 to 22 are based on the following conversation.
Did you take your car to Samson's garage to be repaired, Bill?
Yes, the day before yesterday. It's in good shape again now. Apparently, I needn't have worried about that terrible rattling noise underneath. It was only a loose wire, and they fixed it in 2 minutes flat.
Was there anything else wrong?
Oh, yes. They found about a dozen other things that needed replacing.
That's always the way. You take the car in for one reason, and they find that everything else is wrong. In the end, you pay twice as much as you bargained for. But at least Samson's people are fast workers.
Yes, thank goodness. My wife and I had to go to Cambridge yesterday. Family issues, you know. And I thought I'd have to hire a car or borrow someone else's. But my own car was ready in time, so I didn't need to hire one after all.
Of course, Samson may be fast, but he's expensive too. I didn't have to go to him, of course. I think I'll try somewhere else next time something goes wrong.
It doesn't matter where else you try. All garages are expensive these days. You just have to pay up. There's nothing else you can do.
And sometimes you can't even be sure that they've done the job you've asked them to do. Last year, I had to take my car into a garage in Brighton for an emergency repair. And I wasn't even allowed to stand in the repair shop and watch while they did it. Union rules or something.
Well, they probably didn't want you to see how simple the job was before they gave you the bill.
Question number 19. Why did the man take his car to Samson's garage? Question number 20. How did the man and his wife go to Cambridge the day before? Question number 21. What does the man think of the garages these days? Question number 22. Which of the following is true about the garage in Brighton, according to the woman? Questions 23 to 26 are based on the following talk.
Many people in the West may have heard Pidgin English, or Yanjinban English, as it is so named in China. In the late 19th century, Yanjinban was originally a little river parallel to the city wall of Shanghai, and was seldom recorded in history. However, it has left such a deep mark in the history of Shanghai that Yanjinban has become a symbol of amalgamation of Chinese and foreign cultures. During the Qing Dynasty, British consul George Balfour persuaded merchants to build British concessions to the north of Yanjinban River, the west of Huanghu River, and the south of Wusong River. By the middle of the 19th century, concessions in Shanghai became the largest region in the world for immigrants from other countries. And to the north of Yanjinban River, a flourishing new city took shape. In those days, southern Shanghai was ruled by the Chinese government, whereas those concessions in northern Shanghai were run according to the European rules. On both sides of the rivers, the two sets of practices competed, clashed, and blended. In the trade between the north and the south of Shanghai, Yanjinban was a direct frontier, and people there spoke a variety of languages and dialects, including the native dialect and the English language. As both sides got closer, so were the Chinese culture and the Western culture. Although the river was filled in 1914 to make way for the widest road then in Shanghai, Yanjinban remained the frontier of communication between the Chinese and the foreigners, and thus came Yanjinban English, a kind of business English used by local people and people from European countries.
Question number 23. What was Yanjinban in the late 19th century? Question number 24. According to the man, what did the British merchants do in Shanghai during the Qing Dynasty? Question number 25. Why was Yanjinban a direct frontier between the Chinese and the Westerners? Question number 26. For what purpose did local people use Yanjinban English? Questions 27 to 30 are based on the following conversation.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Yes, you're here quickly.
I believe you reported a break-in early this morning.
Yes, come in. I was on the night shift, and when I got home, I found the front door open. Someone's forced it. Look at this footprint on it.
And is anything missing? Have you had a look to see if anything has been taken?
I don't know. I don't think so. The only room they went into was my bedroom, as far as I can tell. And the only thing that's been moved, as far as I can tell, is that box over on the dressing table.
Which box? This Japanese-type one?
Yes. It's just got a few earrings and things like that in it.
And are they all here?
Well, as far as I can remember, yes. It's odd. There are these two watches here. You'd think they'd have picked them up.
They wouldn't normally take jewelry unless it's of value. Have you checked your petty cash?
My what?
You know, cash that you keep around the house.
Oh, there wasn't any.
And what about your checkbook? Where do you keep it?
Gosh, I hadn't thought of that. Hang on. I keep it in my desk. No, it's okay. It's still here. That's a relief, isn't it?
What about credit card?
No, that's all right. I had it with me in my purse. Look, do you think they'll come back? I can only assume that they just got in and come into the bedroom when they saw me drive back. That's my car in front of the window, which is why they left empty-handed.
Well, it's hard to say. They're usually after videos, CD-ROM players, notebook computers, and things like that. Got anything like that?
What, me? I have got a television, but it's black and white, and an elderly stereo system.
I don't imagine they'd be interested in things like that. Who knows? They're in and out very quickly, and they're after stuff that they know they can get rid of easily.
Question number 27. What happened to the woman last night? Question number 28. As far as the woman could tell, what had been moved by the thieves? Question number 29. Where did the woman keep her checkbook? Question number 30. According to the woman, why did the thieves leave her house empty-handed?
Part C, Listening and Translation. 1. Sentence Translation. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear 5 sentences in English. You will hear the sentences only once. After you have heard each sentence, translate it into Chinese and write your version in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Now let us begin Part C with Sentence Translation.
Sentence number 1. If we interest children, they learn much better. Therefore, we have set up a natural science club. Many children stay behind after school to join the club activities.
Sentence number two. At present, the company is having 70% of its employees involved outside Europe. Now that, in itself, gives you an indication of how international our company has become.
Sentence number three. Our products are mainly for export to North America, Southeast Asia, and North Europe. So we are seeking overseas partners and hoping to set up more agencies abroad.
Sentence number four. People feel good when they have a rising standard of living with low taxation, when public services are comprehensive and efficient, and the infrastructure well maintained.
Sentence number five. Working together, our people have done well. Our economy is breaking records with more than 22 million new jobs and the lowest unemployment in 30 years.
Two, passage translation. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. You will hear the passages only once. After you have heard each passage, translate it into Chinese and write your version in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. You may take notes while you are listening. Now, let us begin passage translation with the first passage.
Passage 1. My grandfather was a farmer with no aspiration for fashions. He married at the age of 20 and went into business for himself in 1936. With a loan from a local bank, he bought a small piece of land and started to raise hens, vegetables, and such fresh fruits as plums and strawberries. He sold the eggs, the vegetables, and fruits to the local grocers. It was hard labor. He did his work mostly with his hands, and it afforded him a very meager living.
Passage 2. In America, shopping malls are designed for only one thing, encouraging people to buy, buy, and buy. In the shopping mall, big department stores are usually kept well apart because they are the major attractions that encourage people to come. Stores selling the same items are also kept far apart so that anyone who is comparing prices has to go past as many other stores as possible. After all, up to 60% of all items bought in malls are purchased on impulse. This is the end of Section 1, Listening Test.